I'm going to discuss other uses for Maaser that are mutar. Again, the Iker of Maaser is to be used for Aniyim. But if you made a Tznai v'chatchila that you're going to use it for other things, like we explained way back, then you can use it for other things too. Since you made a condition, and probably you're not mechuyev to take off Maaser anyway, it's just a nice thing to do, so you can then make the conditions of how you would like to do it. So in our situation, where people don't take off Maaser religiously as a chiyuv of Maaser, but more of a nedava to do it, there's a lot of places that we've said many times to be mekel. So for these things, even lechatchila, you can use a good portion of your Maaser for these things, but probably not all of it. Some of your Maaser should go to poor people, even if they're poor people from your family. That's also okay. Okay, giving bar mitzvah or chasana presents for maaser. Okay? And the person who's getting it is poor. So, it depends. There are certain minimals that it's expected to give a present. You go to a bar mitzvah, there's a minimal you're supposed to give a sefer. The sefer could cost 10 shekel, 15 shekel, or whatever. 20 shekel. That amount, lechora, you can't take from maaser, because that's what's expected, and you would feel uncomfortable going to a simcha and not giving the minimum. But anything you want to give somebody, something extra, or even a monetary thing, right? For a bar mitzvah, people give 50 shekel or something like that, and that's acceptable. You want to give, since these people are poor, you want to give them 100 shekel, so the extra 50 you can take from maaser. Same thing with a chasana. If it's a mekubal, a chasana, give 100 shekel for a present or something like that, or a present worth that much, but these people are poor, you want to double it or triple it or whatever, the extra you can take from shur from maaser. Okay.
Is it possible to, then it comes into question, because you go in different circles, it could be, different amounts are accepted.
No, it depends who the bar mitzvah is that you're going to, right? What's accepted in that situation.
Even if you're not in that general circle, let's say somebody goes into, they're invited to a simcha that's way where all the people have a lot more money than the people in their general circle.
They don't expect the poor people to give.
Right. I'm saying, like, in general, the people in that circle give a lot of money.
I understand, but you're invited, and they know you're not from that circle. They don't expect you to give what they're
giving. So it's not like an average type thing. It's based on the...
No, it's based on basically what you would feel you have to give in order not to be embarrassed.
And if you don't feel you have to give anything, then you could do the whole thing?
Stop me, yeah. Okay. It depends, again, if you don't feel you have to give anything, because you never invited them, they never gave you any presents or whatever, and, right, then it could be, if you want to give it out tzedakah, so you're going to get out tzedakah. Hachnosis kala, the same thing, right, you're allowed to give Maaser money for Hachnosis Kala, or a wedding present, alright. Even if the parents of the Chosin and Kala are rich, but they don't give anything to their kids. So then the kids don't have, so they're poor. So it's considered tzedakah again. And even for needs that are beyond the minimal. In other words, they want to buy an apartment. Even though personally, right, when people come around, I ask them if my apartment is not, I'm not interested in giving for Achnosis Kala for someone to buy an apartment, even though in Eretz Israel that is the norm, right? But a lot of people didn't buy their children apartments, so why should I buy your child an apartment? Or pay you for giving tzedakah for that. There's other things to give tzedakah for which are more, but again, in this, the Sefer says for sure, of course you can give for buying an apartment because that is like a minimal requirement, because why should they, the way he says it, you can see that it's talking Tafkin Eretz Yisrael, says because why should they rent an apartment and pay all this kolel money to the rent, right? Okay, in America, otherwise of that, everybody's having kolel money or whatever, so some people are working too, so they, you don't have to pay all your money. People rent apartments, they don't buy houses only, they also rent things. Okay, so here for sure, if you want to, you can give people money, even if it means to buy an apartment, if you're so inclined. But for sure, for basic needs, for a chasana, that's called achnosis kala, and it's like tzedaka. Okay, you have people learning, and you want to help pay the electricity, shemen lamor. Or you want to even buy coffee, cake, that the people who are learning can have a little break. Use Meiser for enhancing somebody's or group of Limud HaTorah, even for buying coffee and cake that they should be able to have. However, if you're giving Meiser to Tzedakah to save yourself from some onish or something like that, then if you take it from Meiser, it doesn't help. In other words, you already have to give that Meiser anyway. So if you want to take off money to give to tzedakah for a special refuah or tikkun for some chait that you did, it has to be from your money. It can't be from money anyway. You have to give us meiser. You can use meiser to pay for a chavrusa, for a child. He's a chavrusa, a good friend. You want to pay somebody to be your child's friend. That also is just like tzedakah, or somebody else's child's friend. You can't use meiser to pay the Rav's salary, normally like a mas. That's what the mas tzibur is, right? For people to pay communal expenses. So you have to pay for the garbage pickup, and you have to pay those things that can't come from meiser. But if you want to give the rabbi extra whatever, that you could take from Meiser too. We said if you made a neder, right, person that says it's a good thing to make a neder be'esh tzara, right, you have tzaras, so, and you don't have right now money to pay, so you can make a neder that you'll want to give to tzedakah. That's a way of saving yourself from the tzaras. We learn from Yaakov Avinu. He made a neder when he was running away to Lavan, and he paid it later. That can't come from Meiser, because Meiser anyway you have to give. Right? So you're not giving anything extra. You're not getting a schus by saying you give what you would give. I had to give anyway. It has to be extra. That's basically extra. Same thing goes. A person made a neder because he said that if I don't. Don't make it to davening, I'm going to give a knas. I'm going to pay a knas to tzedakah, right? Or he wants to make sure that he comes right. He comes to davening and he says, if I don't miss a day, I'm going to give a knas to tzedakah. Or he missed a day and he wants to now give a knas to be an incentive for the future. That can't come from Meiser, because we're not getting any kind of knas. What are you doing? You have to give that money anyway, so.
Even if he didn't accept that beforehand?
No, it's not chayv to give meiser. But somebody who's chayv to give meiser, whatever he accepted, he can't take it from something he's chayv to give. Right? He's not doing anything with it.
Just to clarify that, the Rav gave two different reasons between stam and neder and the knas. That makes enough to me, because because a person make beforehand makes a tznai that he's going to give it from meiser.
Yeah, that's fine.
That could. So yeah. By this thing won't help. Neder won't help, but right. A knas would.
Right. No. Knas won't help either. Because not a knas. What's a knas? What are you counting yourself? You have to give that money anyway.
If this stuff and whatever, it depends what. That's all personal, depends what the person wants to do.
Yeah, I'm saying, but it's not that it doesn't help as a knas. In other words, if you were mekabel on yourself, if you want to make a neder to give stock and you say this stock I'm going to give from Maisa, that's fine. But if you want to cancel yourself, you want to, what's it called, you want to get a special schus, you can't, you get that schus from giving what you have to give anyway. That's all. That's what I'm saying. Okay, nedavos that you make is a bishas mishaberach. So it depends. If you made a tznai that you're giving it from Maiser is one thing. We said also it depends what the minig is. If nobody gives less than 18 shekel, let's say, for mishanother, you know, it's possible. It's not possible. It's be embarrassed publicly, right? So then the chor of that amount you can't give from Maiser. But if you say that whatever is extra, more than what I really have to give, in our situation, I don't have to give anything. Right? You don't have to, they don't have to make a Rishon Beruch Davka, and if you're naked, you say Matana, you can make a Tnai Lechatchila, that I want to pay this from Maisa. I'm making a Nedava, and it's coming from my Maisa, that's fine. Gemach. You want to make a Gemach for things, tapes, or CDs. Or gemach for pacifiers, or gemach for medicine, right? All these kind of gemachs, you can take the money from Maiser to set up the gemach.
For any kind?
Any kind of gemach, which is a chesed. But you shouldn't use most of your Maiser for that. But you can take Maiser money to set up a gemach that people benefit from on a regular basis. You can pay for a newspaper article, a newspaper advertisement for a tzedakah organization, right? Because you're generating tzedakah from that. But you can't pay for what's it called, for other kinds of things in newspapers. Shlomo Zalman said that's not a tzedakah at all. Most newspapers are better. Yeah, to help somebody put out a newspaper, even a Haredi newspaper, is not considered tzedakah. Whatever, what it is considered, I'm not sure, but it's not considered tzedakah for sure. Okay. what else? Here's an interesting case over here, and it could apply to other things too. He says somebody wants to not go on the bus because he's afraid of what he's going to see on the bus. So he wants to take a cab. But his reason is for religious reasons. So he can take the money from Maiser to take the cab, since, but probably less the bus fare, because you have to go one way or the other, right? Less the bus fare. What he's doing extra, he's doing for a mitzvah.
He doesn't.
For that mitzvah.
He wouldn't have to subtract the
bus fare.
The difference in value to him, meaning like because he's getting a quicker ride.
No, he would go on the bus 100%. No, he'd go on the bus 100%. No problem, right?
Right, isn't he still benefiting from the tzedakah
money? Yeah, but,
money?
That benefit is not important to him. It's only important to him because of the mitzvah, right? Because otherwise he would surely go on the bus. And So to him it's not considered a benefit. He wouldn't think of going in the cab for any other reason except for these reasons. So it could be anything like that, where you're doing something, you could do it in a cheaper way, but you're doing it in a more expensive way in order to be mekayim some kind of mitzvah. I don't know if that applies to buying mahadrin meat or only from a certain hashgach or something, that you could use Maiser for that. Not sure. You can't pay a worker for Maiser money, even if he's poor, because you owe him the money because he worked. But if you want to add on more than he deserves, because you're giving it to him in tzedakah in a way that he feels he's getting it for what he earned, even though really you could get away with a lot less, and you're giving him more so he can get the money, the tzedakah money, mechubah, that you can take from Maiser. And you're allowed to pay workers and pay people, whatever, even if you know that giving them money, they won't take off Maiser. Right? That's not a frum way not to pay your workers, right? I don't think you're going to, I think you're using me for the wrong things. I don't think I'll pay you. That you can't do. Okay? You're allowed to take money to give your Maiser money to an institution. Let's say the institution, right, says, give me all your Maiser and I'll give you a kickback. Right? I'll pay you a certain amount to get your Maiser. You're allowed to do that.
By the rights.
What?
So you could sell the rights to your...
Right, basically you're selling the rights to your Maiser. You're allowed to do that, by what's it called, by Trumas and Maestras, right? If you have Truma or whatever, you can give it, you can sell the rights to not that Cohen himself shouldn't pay for it. It's better that the tzedakah itself doesn't pay you, somebody else pays you for that. But you could do that. I don't know if it's legal to do that, whatever, and to claim all the thing, get a kickback. But anyway,
would that mean like, if they're giving out a gift, if you make a certain donation?
Yeah.
That type
right.
of idea.
You're allowed to take the gift. Right. I don't understand what he says. You can't. Also, lethal yosim yeshiva tova sano. But you can't take more than that. In other words, you can't give $5,000 to stock and take back $2,500, which people do. That's called laundering money. Right, that's usher to do. That's meiser. Forget about it's usher because you may get put in jail for it.
So what's the difference?
What?
So what's the difference?
What's the amount?
What's the problem? It's too
the amount.
High?
Yeah. Because then you're not giving that at stock. You're not. What people would do, like a present or what's it called, to give a kickback for a certain small percentage, is called tovas hano.
Last time we had the share, you say just the opposite.
That
if you get back. Let's see, an auction.
That's a different thing. That's completely different. Here, you're selling your rights to your Meiser. Over there, you bought a ticket with Meiser. So the Chora, the ticket belongs to Meiser. Meiser bought the ticket. Now the thing won. So Meiser won. It's a different thing.
The
Tzedakah's not giving you anything back. Somebody told me that maybe it works like this. When you buy the thing, right, the tzedakah considers it a donation, right, that's their part. And the part that you could win the thing, right, is the 25% or whatever that remains yours. So therefore, 75% you can give from Meiser. The 25%, you're basically buying the ticket for 25%. The tzedakah is willing to let you have the ticket. You'll have the chance of winning, right, as long as you give us 75% of the thing. So then it's your ticket. The 25% is your ticket. That's why 75% can come from Meiser, because that you're giving as a donation. And the 25%, they're nicha to give you a chance to win the prize for the extra 25%.
You're fine to give 10%.
From every direction.
Because
if they give you a small kickback, it's one thing. But if you give to the tzedakah,
they give you a small gift. All they did was give you a ticket and a raffle.
What?
All they did was give you a ticket.
In other words, count the ticket. Not the winning.
Not the winning. In other words, you paid $1,000 or whatever, and they gave you 10 tickets or whatever it is to put into a raffle that they're giving, that they're making. That could be. So why can the ticket be considered the
gift? No, because it could be, they're not nicha that the entire amount should go for what's it called, for your raffle ticket or whatever. I don't know. Again,
why
could be that
they
because
it's in their benefit for you to be able to count it for Meiser. It's up to them. It's in their benefit to say, yeah, we'll give you 1,000 tickets.
Huh?
It's in their benefit for me to be able to count it as Meiser, because then if I can't afford it unless it's Meiser, then I won't do it. If it's not Meiser.
Okay.
So if I could either pay it from Meiser or I can't pay it, it's in their benefit to say, yeah, do it for Meiser.
Okay, fine. But now if I do it for Meiser, I bought the ticket for Meiser. The ticket belongs
to
Meiser.
Why can't they say, we're giving you a gift. You give me a donation, I'll give you a gift.
I could give a ticket.
My girls were saying that this came up in their halacha shiur, that they all brought up the Ezer Mitzion Hagalah. And they were told that the money that people give
is a donation.
It's a donation. It is for Ezer Mitzion.
And what's the ticket?
All the prizes, everything, 100% is donated.
I understand. That's fine.
Away as incentive, as a reward, just to make it fun, whatever the reason, it has.
So that's like a kickback off the. Right. We're giving you this ability to win the prize, so you give us a donation.
I don't think anybody enters into these raffles thinking, okay, I just bought myself a car for $5. Nobody thinks they're
doing. They're hoping that they did.
You're thinking maybe, yeah, in my wildest dreams, I might have a chance.
No, but the point is, if you do, the question is after the fact, if you do it, and
right.
you did get a car for $5, can you count the $5 as nicer? Right. That's the question. Not your carbono when you buy it.
Right, but I hear it could be that Enochanami, you're what's it called, they're giving you the ticket as a hakara satol for giving them a donation.
That ticket doesn't cost them anything. There's no value to the ticket.
Yeah, it did cost them things because they had to go around and get this thing and pay people to solicit
no,
these prizes.
No, I'm sure that's sponsored too.
Yeah. Okay, but in Uber,
look, can you buy the ticket with Meister money, and then if you win something, so take it off your Meister.
Yeah, that's not so possible.
The question,
the question is that may not be enough because the prize may belong to Meister.
But Rebbe said you could lay out the money and if you don't win,
how can you do that? Why would Meister right be happy that you give them $5 and you keep the car?
But Rebbe said
if Meister was a person,
because they made more money than that.
I think Rebbe said last time though that if you want you could say I'll lay out the money from my money and if I win I'll pay for the price of the ticket.
If not, I'll take it from Meister.
And if not,
that could be also.
It's just a donation from Meister.
But here it could be that the whole thing, anyway, is not... Meister doesn't own the ticket. Meister is one thing, and the ticket's a separate thing. Could be.
If you're saying you can get a...
Still didn't figure out why the 75%, but in any case...
Right, yeah.
Especially if you're telling me that they have no expenses. But they do have expenses.
They have expenses.
They have expenses of renting a place and...
unless they get it donated.
Those things are donated.
A place too?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know.
Whatever, people...
Printing
offer,
the things,
you know,
that's about it.
I want to pay
and that's
for
probably donated too.
No, that's what people do.
Somebody from a printing place.
Because the printing places...
Somebody wins, so they can give me the prize and then we'll settle the...
Pandora's box. Thanks, Pandora's box.
Yeah, because the printing place, you print all...